Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Oh, Michelle's welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, episode number six.
It is
six. Friday morning to you. Could this be the warmest, sunniest day of the year so far? Do we have a chance? We had one warmer than this?
Let me see what the forecast
maybe
is.
Maybe a 70 today?
Did we hit like 70?
Oh, we did have one. We had one good
Easter,
day when I was out of town.
Did we hit it on Easter Saturday or Sunday? We got close.
Yeah, it was a real nice day. I remember that. This has got to be close at least.
Either way, tomorrow's supposed to be
69 today.
All right, 69.
Nice. Hey, yeah, ladies. Yeah, it's 69.
Are they still saying tomorrow turns to shit? Is that the idea for Saturday?
That's what What?
They update the forecast?
So far what I got on here is it's supposed to be yet again 69 and mostly sunny tomorrow.
All right, okay. That's good news.
Saturday,
It's going to be nice until next Thursday, dude.
We're looking at the weather yesterday, all right? And it was Friday. Today is pretty much what they expected. Saturday was supposed to be pissing rain. Sunday, a lot cooler, might rain, blah, blah, blah. So in 24 hours, now you're saying we can push all the bullshit back until Thursday.
Ah, mm-hmm. Yeah, baby.
There'll be a couple showers on Saturday, but it's not going to be.
Why are you going to be like that, Ted?
Well,
you're
doing
literally
two
raining on the parade.
We're saying it's either not going to rain at all or it's going to be pissing. There's probably going to be a couple showers.
You guys, you're what? Your kid's school has an auction tomorrow?
Yeah, so once a year they do this auction. Of course, it's on 420.
Aha.
But the people
what
behind
are they auctioning?
Is there anything cool?
No.
It depends. I don't know until I get there. My wife used to be a part of the auction committee, so I had a heads up of a lot of the crap that was going to go up for auction. Right, and I'm like, cool, whatever. Now that she's not a part of it, I have no idea. The one thing we do have to buy. So every year the kids do an art project. You're on the hook to buy their fucking the piece they did. Okay.
Oh, so wait a minute.
Some years
the parents are kind of obligated to buy.
You can't not buy your kids fucking art.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Why don't you honestly find the best piece of art
and then buy that one
and get that one? And then when your kid says, "Why didn't you bid on mine, Daddy?" you say, "Because
that one's better.
It's much better. And if I'm going to buy something and I'm going to spend money on it, I'm going to get the best one."
Well, I did this a few years ago, and then I stopped making.
Why
this
didn't
available.
You bid on ours? Like, why didn't you paint better?
Right. There was exactly.
Get your I've shit already together. Paid for it. The materials you use. That's the irony of it. But they used to have like a silent auction outdoors. All right, and they would post a professional photo of everyone's kid and charge you like $20. And obviously, you're going to buy the picture of your kid, but it's still a silent auction, which is so stupid. So my wife's on the auction committee. I said, "Look, I'm going to raise more money for you." She's like, "What are you going to do?" So I bid $30 on every kid's fucking picture out there.
Oh, you jacked everyone up.
Oh, because the parents are like, "Fuck, right, man, who did this? Because I'd spend $31. I'm like, "It was me, because you're going to buy the picture of your kid." What you could have done to fuck me over is no one bid on a kid, and I'm stuck with pictures.
Well, believe
of the
it or not, we did real well on Seattle Rock Day. Pretty sure we hit the number $14,000.
Oh yeah,
for Smash.
Blew it
Seattle
out of water,
musicians access to sustainable health care. We had a party up there for the men's room. Basically, just a
living a party, man.
Just drinking beer at the Black Raven Brewery in Woodinville, hanging out for a couple hours, whatever the deal is. It's like $1,800.
Yeah,
almost
just 1900.
Now
yeah.
I feel like I feel like we're obligated to do something. You know, just hang out.
I told Mike, I was like, "Dude, let's get t-shirts, stickers, all this shit." Like, that's so much fucking money.
I know.
To drink beer
with
us.
It's insane, man.
It is.
Yeah, it's
we're very flattered.
That's awesome. And
we're not worth it.
No, that's what we're saying. You overspend.
They get to bring friends as well. Is that the deal?
So it'll be four of them, four of us.
Correct.
All right. Okay. We'll hang out.
One for each of us.
And do the deal. I might, depending, even it out. Well, depending on the day, if we do it on a weekend, obviously we have a little time, but if we do it on a weekday, we're going to take off and just go straight from here to there. Depending on it's their availability, they're the ones that bid on it. But if it's on the weekend, I want to stop by that place where the listener
French onion soup.
Yeah, keeps telling us that maybe get some lunch there real quick before we go over.
I think that's a good call.
I can't remember
because he says he has the best French onion soup in town, which is probably bullshit. But you know, it's probably pretty good if you're going to go ahead and put it out there. And I love French onion soup.
I mean, look.
So I said, man, I will stop by. And I totally whiffed on it last time we were at Black Raven. And he let me know about it.
Woodinville restaurants.
You know what's funny? I've had a French onion grilled cheese. But I don't know as an adult that I've actually eaten a bowl of French onion soup.
Really?
As an adult? Oh, I think it gets better.
Because I didn't eat it as a kid because I didn't like onions. I know I would like it now. I like onion dip. I just, I'm like, I don't know why.
You lose your mind, dude. Yeah. It's so fucking good.
I can't remember what the name of this place is.
It's sort of an H.
Is it the Bistro at Hollywood Schoolhouse? Is that maybe it?
That rings no bells. But that doesn't mean that you're wrong.
I think this is the joint, if I'm not mistaken.
Let me see if they have French onion soup.
That's exactly what I'm looking at right now. Let's see here. Menu. Hamburger, flatbread, Brussels sprouts.
Ooh, lamb burger goes a long way.
Paella, where the fuck's the soup at?
Yeah, where the fuck's your soup?
Where the fuck's the soup at?
Here for the soup, dude.
Hey, bitch, where's the fucking soup? not on that. Maybe I got the wrong place. French dip.
No, that's not it.
That ain't it, fuck. Come on. Where's the fucking...
That's not the place?
I don't know, man. I got a lamb burger. Can't go wrong with that. Meatballs. I don't know. That might be it. Either way, we'll figure it out, hopefully.
That's not the place.
It's not?
No.
Do you remember what it's called?
I think it starts with an H, but I'm not 100%
Hollywood Tavern.
Was that the place?
Well, that's the Hollywood Schoolhouse. Maybe the Hollywood Tavern, which is next door. Either way, this is the fucking place.
Are you sure you said that last time?
Come on. What do you mean you're having trouble? Suck it. Let's see here. The Hollywood Tavern. All right.
They have French onion soup. So now we'll let you click on there. My computer started restarting itself. Thank you.
Small plates. Brussels sprouts.
What is it with fucking Brussels sprouts? Everywhere.
Poutine. God
sounds damn. Like the same exact menu.
Soup and a salad. Where the fuck's this French onion soup at? Damn it. Fucking best French onion soup at 10 on a fucking menu. Fuck.
Miles of shirt says, "Where the fuck's the soup at?
Either way, we've been busy around here, so we had the auction on Friday, and then on Sunday we went to Muckleshoot Casino. Had a wonderful time there.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, thank you for everybody who stopped by. Great meeting a lot of new listeners and seeing some folks we haven't seen in a while.
I was going to tell Mike to post the video, so if you left early, you missed me doing one time only, cover of Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Mike got some of the video, but the problem is, because of licensing, believe it or not, we can't post it.
Even though you're not singing it?
I am singing it.
But you're not singing it. I thought you said
Yeah, I just said, look, I only know the chorus. I don't know the lyrics. I sang it like...
We both lie silent and silent.
I don't know.
You don't know the lyrics.
That's what I'm saying. So I just kind of did it. So I just did that. So I don't know. Like, is that illegal? You know, Poison can say, hey, man, that's our song. Yes. And I'm like, when the fuck do you ever say that in your song?
Hey, listen, Anthony Kiedis can sue us. Legal or not, that's why you got to come to the live events if you want to see this stuff.
Yeah, it just happened out of the blue. Because Glenn's band was wrapping up, man.
So me and Mike
rolled up just to say, you know, hey, man, thanks for coming, whatever. So Glenn, jokingly, hands me his guitar. And I don't know why. Then he goes on to the mic.
Can you play it?
Fuck no. And he goes, ladies and gentlemen. No, I've had no warrant. One, it's a guitar, not bass, right?
I know.
So it's already a different
still
animal.
Just a complete, really?
Yeah, and also I don't know the song, and I fucking hate it. So this might surprise you. I never took the time to learn to play Every Rose Has Its Fucking Thorn.
Right.
Because it's a piece of steaming shit.
So you couldn't strum a guitar and keep rhythm?
No, fuck no. So
you play bass.
I couldn't do it. I don't know what to tell you, no. So he handed me his guitar.
That's weird.
Said, hey, man, he's going to play Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Well, the fuck I am. Then I looked at Glenn. I'm like, wait a minute. You know the fucking song. He goes, I do. I said, all right, if you play it, I'll sing it. And he's like, fuck yeah, man. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the one time of thrill singing Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Without the lyrics.
They do a bang-up job down there. My buddy Charlie won. He was up $780.
Yeah.
And he walked away with $400 and some. I'm like, you motherfucker. He does this every goddamn time.
He does not need the money.
I knew when he disappeared that shit was going down because... He'll go for a little while, but if he, you know, loses 100, he'll come back. And he was gone for an hour and a half, and I was sitting there.
He's winning.
I knew that motherfucker was winning money. So, Michael Shute, thank you for everybody who stopped by. That was a great time. We're going to do more stops on the world tour. Actually, we'll bring one here exclusively to you guys on Friday. Probably mention it and make the announcement on Monday or maybe sometime next week. But also, don't forget that tomorrow, if you are in the Tacoma area, the Daily Migs Morning Show is having their first ever party at Chuck E. Cheese in Tacoma. That is 4911 Tacoma Mall Boulevard. So it's over by the Tacoma Mall. It is from 3 till 5. It's absolutely free. You can bring the entire family. From what I understand, they might have an appearance from the Chuck E. Cheese rat.
Sarah says she's going to get handsy or something like that.
Get some pizza, drink some beer.
They've got Chuck E. Cheese. The rat coming over.
Meet the new show.
Chuck is coming by.
Yeah, I'm done with golf probably around 2, 3-ish. So,
you got time, man.
My plan is to head on over there before I check into my hotel room. And
yeah.
I don't
you
know
gotta
if I
wanna, go.
I don't know. Man, here's the thing. I was going to go to Asado for a steak later on. So I don't want to go over to fucking Chuck E. Cheese and eat pizza. I'll go over there. Well, but sure. I know I'll be tempted to want to eat pizza. Because when pizza's around, I'm like, fuck, I have a piece of pizza.
It's Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
I know, but
I think you just got to go. You were always harping on it.
Yeah. No, I want to go. I definitely want to go over there. I've never stepped foot in a Chuck E. Cheese.
You've never been to a Chuck E. Cheese?
As many kids' parties that I've been to with my kids growing up. Build-A-Bear, yes.
Oh, those, fuck that, dude.
That's, you know,
I'll take Chuck E. Cheese over Build-A-Bear 10 out of 10 times.
Here's the problem with Build-A-Bear, okay?
Everything.
You build a bear, and that's fine. Everybody has a bear, and you watch the bear get stuffed. So
yeah. The
bear is the universal bear. Everybody gets the same fucking bear. Now, here's where things get complicated.
I thought you could pick the bear.
They might have different bears.
Yeah.
I don't know. But they're all the same size because I believe, they might have different sizes. I can't remember. They have clothing up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So your bear can become a fireman. Your bear can become a police officer, whatever, superhero bear, whatever the fuck you want this thing to be.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All this shit costs different money.
Are you the one who actually explains this to the kids? All right, kids, all this shit costs different money, but your bear,
all
right, any fucking
thing
you want.
So G.I. Joe
bear
is expensive because he's got like a belt and some different shit. So depending on what you, if you just get ballerina bear, it's cheap as fuck. But these kids were picking the most expensive accessories
for
the bear, and then your ass has to pay for it. So, you know, there's 10 kids at this party. By the time that they get done with the bears, I'm not kidding you, it's like, it's a $35, $40 bear. This is 2001, 2002. You know, I fucking wrote a check for $560. Yeah. And we brought our own cake. Like
right.
The birthday was in the food court. All right. So, like, we didn't have it in the actual store because there were other people in there shopping.
Sure.
All right.
We'd have carte blanche at the store. And some drinks that I got at the food court, like soda fountain drinks for everybody. I swear to God, Build-A-Bear was over $500. Just... so these kids could walk out of there with their own bear that they wanted, you know?
Dude, birthdays cost money. My son last year, it's important to him, he wanted to go to dinner. We go, all right, no problem. He wanted to invite a couple of his friends, which adds up to 10 friends. But he wanted to do it at Joey's, and everyone had to be dressed to the nines. So the other parents are like, look, motherfucker, I had to run out and buy my kid a fucking suit because your fucking kid likes getting dressed up. I said, look, I don't know what to tell you, man. They're like, that's the fucking problem. So we agreed to pay for dinner. I don't know that I'll do that again. Mm-hmm. Because these kids, they did not eat like children. And one of his friends, who shall remain nameless, this dude can put down like an 18-ounce steak. So all the kids are like, hey, can we order this, order that? I'm like, yes, order whatever you want. I did not realize they're not eating like 6-year-olds anymore. I mean, they got appetizers, they got entrees.
How old?
This was his 11th.
Okay. Yeah, I told you. My nephew did it to me when he was like 12, like same age. Like,
where'd he hit you?
Well, first we went, I took him to breakfast at the Five Point as we were going over to the Needle.
All right.
And he put down a whole chicken fried steak, and I should have learned my lesson.
You should have learned it right
there. But I took him and my brother to the Met, and I said, order whatever you want. And that bastard ordered a giant steak. To his credit, he ate every bite of it.
He did.
So I couldn't be mad at him, but was like,
still.
Yeah, like you just forget, like, 11, like those boys are, they're hip to what's
they
going
can
on.
Eat.
Okay.
Yeah, and you're at the Met, and I've never said the words, order whatever you want.
If you guys ever
not at the Met, man.
Have
like,
you guys
no.
ever been to one of those bouncy room parties where they have the platforms that are like individual pads? Sometimes they'll put up basketball courts for the kids.
Yeah.
And you just bounce from like, it's like section to section.
Yeah.
So it's like an entire room filled with trampolines that are individual rectangles.
Yeah.
Padding in the middle and all this shit. So my kids were invited to a birthday party at one of these. It was down in Columbia where your mom lives, King's Contrivance or whatever. So it's in Columbia. Drive down there. Now, there are multiple parties going on at once. So you're in a little section of the area where you put your stuff, where you have your table, where you can put your birthday cake and all that stuff and the presents. But there were like three parties going on. So the girls that had the birthday party, the girl, her friends were all in the, I don't know, 4 to 5 year old range, all right, somewhere in there. They were the youngest group in there. Like, if there was a group of 10 boys, they were probably, 10, 12 years old, whatever, but much bigger. So as soon as they, but everybody bounces at the same time.
Yeah.
It's not 15 minutes into this motherfucker. I am watching this because I'm fascinated. I actually like, man, I'd like to get down there. I wonder if they have like an adult bounce for a second or some shit, where I can just go down and test it out.
There's a few of those around here.
This kid, man, goes flying through the air. He is leaping. And there's one of the little girls from the party, and she's bouncing. She's bouncing straight up and down. She's not doing it.
Right.
She's bouncing straight. This guy's doing all the, from pad to pad to pad, flying through the air like Superman, all this shit. She decides all of a sudden, the last minute, she's going to try to bounce over to another pad. This kid comes flying from the other side, man. His forehead cracked her right in the fucking nose.
Yeah.
And you want to talk about, like, he was fine.
Yeah, of course.
He was fine. And this little girl, I mean, the blood was amazing. I mean, it was immediate, and it was amazing. And I mean, crying. Yeah. And then the parents go out, and then the employees with the towels, and the employees with the cleaner. I mean, they had been out there maybe 2 or 3 minutes.
Think about what it is.
I was just like, oh, man.
Of course they're going to smash anything.
So, it's got to happen all the time.
And the idea is, if you break your nose, I broke my nose many times, but the idea is, does it need to be reset? You can kind of look at the septum and say, okay, if you break your nose, you break your nose. It's kind of like your collarbone. You're just kind of fucked.
Right.
You can't, or your ribs. You go to the doctor, like, yeah, you got a broken nose. But unless it needs to be reset or whatever, like, there's no need to go to the hospital, but it's just the swelling, and then like you can see the green coming under her eyes and shit.
Yeah.
And the blood just pouring out of her nose. Good times.
Were her parents there?
Yeah, her parents were there.
Oh, okay.
Mom and dad, because he was one of the few dads that showed up, and I showed up, so we were talking anyway. And he's like,
"Oh, I thought it was your kid's party." I can't imagine throwing a party for a kid that's yours, and then some other kid 2 minutes like breaks her nose.
That's the worst, man.
Oh man,
damn.
So other party is tomorrow at Chuck E. Cheese in Tacoma from 3 until 5. So that's going to be with your chance to just meet the new morning show. It's absolutely free.
Hell yeah.
Family's invited. I'm pretty sure Taryn's bringing Barrett. Mm-hmm. And everybody else, I think Steve's bringing his daughter. So as long as she doesn't have a broken arm, I'm not.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Tatum. I think she's out of the cast. I think she's free.
I don't know. Tatum updates, free now. But hopefully she's all right. we'll leave you with this. As the Men's Room World Tour continues, we do have a date. We're going to announce this publicly on Monday, but we'll give it to you if you've found this podcast. That is going to be Sunday, April the 28th. It's going to be another Sunday. We're going to do 2 hours at a cool little bar in Ballard called Olaf's.
You know it. It's named after the snowman from Frozen.
Indeed. They have some pinball machines in there. I know they're going to have the Men's Room beer brought from Uli's on the menu. We're talking to Sam Wansalsa also to see if they're available. No guarantees on that yet, but we're going to reach out and find out if they can stop by as well. They're going to have the beer on tap. Basically, we're just going to go in there and drink beer. No bells and whistles.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
2 hours from 2 until 4 on hopefully what will be a nice sunny Sunday. I believe they have an outdoor back porch deck thing. Maybe.
I don't know.
It's been a long. I know it when I walk in. That's typically like, I think I've been there.
Right.
I know the name so well, but I'm not positive I've been in there.
They got like a pulled pork sandwich. Food's pretty solid.
That's
tater tots.
Neat looking place.
Yeah. No, it's cool. I looked at the pictures of it and I'm like, I have been there.
Okay. Yeah. They
but
they,
it also looks like 100 other places that I've been. So
sure.
I'm not sure until I actually get to the corner, walk in the door.
They got a little bit of outdoor seating there. It's not like they have a big old patio, but they got some outdoor space out there.
Okay.
And that's what I got out here. Just right out the front.
Oh, yeah. It's old school corner little bar in Ballard. It's been there forever.
It's a neat spot.
Let me see if I can get the fucking address. I didn't pull any shit up. 6301 24th Avenue Northwest in Seattle. And I'm looking at the, I'm pretty sure I've...
wandered in there a time or two?
See, no, the flooring is what's throwing me off. It's got that old school flooring in it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would remember that because it's like an old seafood restaurant floor.
Did they change it up?
Castle goes here all the time. It's one of his favorite spots.
Gotcha.
They have pretzels, beer cheese, tater tots, corn dogs. Oh, that's right. I think the corn dog they have on the menu was Uli sausage and the corn dog.
Okay. Yeah.
So they got nachos. They're going to have the Men's Room IPA, and they're going to put the beer brat on the menu. So again, that is Sunday, April 28th from 2 until 4 at Olaf's. Oh, are we good to go there on the men's room happy hour?
I think we
are.
Yeah,
have a great weekend,
yeah,
man.
Enjoy, man. Enjoy the sunshine.
Careful when it pours or it's sunny. Else.
And maybe I'll see you. Maybe I'll see you in Tacoma tomorrow, Chuck E. Cheese.
Fuck you, everybody.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.